Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
All right, Greeny, we roll along. Presented by Progressive Insurance, jam-packed. We are plenty of time for your hot takes in this hour. We will do a lot of things. Coming off a really interesting Sunday in the NFL, the league just continues to do incredible things. I mean, some of the more glamorous teams weren't playing this weekend, obviously, because you had the Vikings and Patriots going at it Thursday, both teams you're interested in. Even Buffalo and Detroit, the Lions have become a team I'm excited to watch. They play Thursday, obviously Dallas and the Giants. And yet yesterday, I'm endlessly entertained by Seattle and the Raiders. What a game that was. I can't take my eyes off of Denver. It's like watching a car accident. You know, in that moment that you just can't miss it. What's going on with Denver blows my mind. Nuno, like, we disagree on a lot of things on this show. I'm still sitting here trying to sort of make up my own mind what I think about this Mike White situation. But if there's one thing all of us can agree upon, the Russell Wilson situation might be the biggest disaster that we have seen befall an NFL franchise in a long time. Because it's one thing to draft a quarterback and get it wrong, but when you trade away everything you have for a quarterback and then give him $250,000 before he sets on the field for the first time for you, and you get all of that wrong, they're going to be awful for a long time. Nuno, this is not turning around, is it?
No. So you look at what the Rams did, right? The Rams gave up all that draft capital, and they got Matthew Stafford, and they won a tie of the Super Bowl. And now this year, that pick as of right now is, I think, is a top five or four pick. Denver wasn't close. They expected Russell Wilson to push him to that limit. And what it screams to me is that Russell Wilson seems like a bad teammate. Like, there's a huge disconnect, and it just seems like he hasn't done enough to become a teammate, to help these guys that everyone looks, you know, we saw what happened on the sidelines where people are just like, I can't stand you, and he's only been there 6 months.
So there's some research that we probably can't do because this is not something that gets entered into a database. But through the entire history of football, has there ever been a very successful quarterback who had his own office in the facility? That's the second you heard that Russell had his own office in the building, they were dead. And that's what Nuno was talking about by the quote-unquote bad teammate. I've met Russell a handful of times. He's always been very pleasant to me. I think he is a pleasant, intelligent person. But I agree that he's not just one of the guys. That clearly was the case in Seattle, and that has been the case in Denver. But when you say Nuno, I'm going to disagree with one thing you said. When you said they thought they were close and they weren't that close. I believe they hired Nathaniel Hackett because they thought Aaron Rodgers would come with them. If Aaron Rodgers was the quarterback of this team, I think they would be in the playoffs this year, and I think we would consider them a Super Bowl contender because he would have elevated this offense to a level at least one click, if not two clicks, above where it is. And that defense is so good. We're talking about what the Jets defense is. How many times this year have the Broncos allowed? What would they, you just said the Jets would be unbeaten this year if they scored 17 points in every game, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the Broncos scored 20 points in every game, 20 points. Aaron Rodgers is going to score you 20 points. If they scored 20 points in every game, what would their record be?
They would be 9-2.
So there you go. So Nuno, that's the one part where I disagree. I think they were that close. They made the backup plan. They went to plan B. Because they didn't get Rodgers. But plan B shouldn't have been this bad. Maybe he's not Aaron Rodgers, but he shouldn't be this bad, Nuno. This says more to me about Wilson than it says, and how good he actually is, than about how close they actually were. What do you think of that?
I mean, yeah, that and Nathaniel Hackett, right? So I think we all believe that Nathaniel Hackett will end up losing his job after 1 year, I think become like the 17th or 18th coach that's happened to. But does that help? Like if you make that change and all of a sudden, I don't know, Dan Quinn's the head coach of this team, like do you think they're back to being a playoff team?
Here's what I think. I think that there will be two coaches fired before they give up on Russell Wilson. So I think that is a job you take at your own risk. I agree with you, they will fire Hackett at the end of the season. And then they will bring someone in who will tell them, who will meet with the owners and say, oh, I can fix your Russell Wilson problem, no problem. I got an offense that will work for him. I got this, I got that. I will empower him. Whatever it is you're going to say. But you are not going to get the new owners. They bought that team, and the first thing they did was give Russell Wilson this contract, which is worth $250 million. So they're not going to acknowledge they got this thing wrong. So The next coach is going to come in and say he can fix Russell Wilson and not do it. And then he's going to get fired. So Russell Wilson is going to be that rare quarterback that can actually get two coaches fired before anybody blames him.
I think we're even underselling how bad they've been on offense. We're underselling it.
I don't know how badly I can undersell it. It's the worst deal in NFL history. Like, how much stronger can I be than that?
Their offense has scored 14 touchdowns across 128 drives. It is the worst ratio of its kind by any offense in the last 10 years. It's not just like one of the worst in the NFL or not quite as good as it would be with Aaron Rodgers. It's the worst offense in the last decade.
And included in that decade was a team that went 0-16. Yeah. So you're saying the 0-16 Browns scored touchdowns at a greater clip than this year's Denver Broncos led by Russell Wilson. And again, I understand they don't have great offensive talent, but they're not terrible. Cortland Sutton's a good player. Jerry Judy's supposed to be a good player. They had running backs. Now the one kid got a Javonte Williams got hurt, and Melvin Gordon, that's been a disaster. I mean, everything has not worked, and it can't all be the coach, and it's not. A lot
Nathaniel
of it is
Hackett.
I would go as far as to say that this year, Pete Carroll put himself in the Hall of Fame and removed Russell Wilson from it.
Well, no, I think Russell Wilson put him in the Hall of Fame. I think Russell Wilson put Pete Carroll in the Hall of Fame with his performance. One wonders, how in the world did Pete overcome this all of those years? I mean, I kid. Look, we're piling on Russell Wilson now, and I get it. But no one has ever deserved it more, because when you come to a new place with as much hoopla and fanfare as he's gotten and get all of that money, I mean, with that comes the expectation. Now, the level of glee that some people seem to be taking from it, I understand being a little distasteful to others, but there's just something about Russell that has rubbed so many people the wrong way for such a long time. I think that they're kind of enjoying this.
And in the internet community, there are a lot of people tracking this, whether or not Russell Wilson will have more touchdown passes this year than he has bathrooms in his own home. So right now, he has 8 touchdowns, 12 bathrooms, and I'm looking at this chart every single week, and it's not getting all that much closer.
It's pretty interesting.
Nathaniel Hackett, what a dope.
I mean, he's fired now, right? I mean, just fire him yesterday. There's no reason to keep him there. Who's the coach then? You're bringing an offensive guy who you think is gonna work well with Russell
Wilson. Sean Payton.
See, I don't think Sean Payton wants that job. I think Sean Payton is gonna take the Chargers job. I think Sean Payton would much rather coach Justin Herbert than Russell Wilson, and so would everyone.
Sure, but what if that job doesn't become available because they make the playoffs?
That job's becoming available.
You think they're going to fire Staley after this year?
I think if Sean Payton wants it, it's available.
Got it.
I think the availability of that job has a lot to do with Sean Payton's interest.
So you don't even think the Denver job is all that desirable amongst coaches that have options?
I think it's the worst job in the league. There is no job that will come open this offseason worse than that. If you believe that Russell Wilson is finished, which I think it's impossible. You just told me that he is right now the quarterback of the worst offense. The 0-16 Browns were better than this team offensively. He is the captain of the Titanic. You tell me how many ships you would rather be on than that one. If I told you right now you could be the captain of any ship and the other ones aren't going to sink and the one you're going to be on is going to wind up at the bottom of the ocean, which one would you choose? The Broncos coaching job is a firing waiting to happen.
So you're 100% certain of the demise of the whole program now?
Absolutely. You're not?
I mean, there's a...
You've given up on Russell, on Zach Wilson, but you've not given up on the Broncos?
Well, we had
the Broncos are the worst team ever.
They are, but we've had 10 years of Russell Wilson data that say this guy might be a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's actually that player now, but at least he's had some good games. Zach Wilson's never even had a good game.
He had one very good throw at a pro day, though. Boy, did you see him running to his right and then flipping his hips and flinging it down the middle of the field? If I told you that was going to wind up being his career highlight, you know what? Then the tragedy of it is that it was so easy to foresee. Like, the whole world could have seen this coming, and unfortunately it didn't go the way we would have liked it to go. Greeny with you, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. So many different things to react to coming out of yesterday. We'll continue to do it. We'll do I'm Sorry, What Next? You will hear from several interesting people saying many interesting things. We'll get a couple more Nuno's notes in here, and then most importantly, we'll have plenty of time for your calls, your hot takes, as we roll on this Football Monday. Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y, today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Hi, Greeny with you here on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. A couple of things I just saw on Twitter. You should be following me on Twitter if you are not at ESPN Greeny. I almost forgot for one moment there my own Twitter handle, but is at ESPN Greeny, Greeny with a Y at the end. Two things I'm finding on here. One, our colleague Jeremy Fowler just tweeted about Tristan Wirfs. Now, I told you earlier in the show, the Bucks are done. I wrote them off after yesterday. But even their chances of keeping Tom Brady standing, you know, erect for the rest of the season rest on Tristan Wirfs not being done for the year. He's an offensive tackle, and he's expected, according to Jeremy, to miss multiple weeks with an ankle-foot injury, should be able to avoid surgery. He's hoping it's a 3 to 4 week injury. So, again, this is an offensive line that could not afford to lose more people, and now it appears they have. So that's one of the two things I just saw on Twitter. The other one came from you, Hembo. For no obvious reason, you just chose to tweet 3 minutes ago, since Zach Wilson got drafted, Jets quarterbacks with 3 passing touchdowns in a game. Mike White has 2. Joe Flacco has 1. Josh Johnson has 1. And you felt the need to include Zach Wilson having 0.
Mm.
That frustrates me. Because
my posting that or the stat itself?
Well, I guess both of them frustrate me. The fact that Mike White has only 1 fewer touchdown pass this season than Zach does, and he's only played 1 game. The fact that Joe Flacco still leads the team in touchdown passes. Those things frustrate me. And look, I mean, here's what happens. Every team in the NFL, unless you have, there's 2 different ways you can win in the National Football League. Okay, let's sit back and analyze this. You can win the way the Chiefs are winning, the way the Bills have been winning and hope to keep on winning, the way the Packers have been winning for a long time. You don't win a champion, necessarily win championships this way. But just by to be a winning football team is by having an elite quarterback. I don't know what the cutoff is, but there's like six, eight people like that, something like that, who you just, you got this person, you're going to win. You're going to win games. You're going to be a contender. Mahomes is that. Rodgers has been that. Brady forever was that. Who am I forgetting? Allen seems to be that. I think Herbert is that level of good. I think there's just a lot of, I mean, even with all the injuries and coaching incompetence, they still have a winning record. They might make the playoffs there. That's the best case scenario. You get that guy. The other scenario is you've got like a little tiny window to hit it because you've got a window in which you just put together all these really good, you need so many good players to win a championship without an elite quarterback. And you just can't afford to keep that many really good players. So they've all got to be really young. That window was open for like 2 years. The Bears are going to have that window. The team the Jets played yesterday are the Bears. The Bears are going to have that window open next season. That's when it opens. Now, the Bears could actually double dip on this thing because they might have the right quarterback. I don't know that we won't talk about Justin Fields a year from now the way we talk about Josh Allen right now. Similar, relatively similar players. Jalen Hurts. Those windows are like twofold if Hurts is going to be as good as it looks like he's going to be. What I wanted was to have that. This is the reason that I'm frustrated, was to have all this talent. Like how many windows, I know I'm talking myself around in circles, but here I'm going to make my point. There will be at least three, if not four, iterations of the Kansas City Chiefs that could win championships while Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback, right? They put together a really good team. Then they'll have to reload a little bit, right? They're going to have to lose a guy here, lose a guy there, have a down season, bring in a few more people, win with that group. Then it'll start, and he'll have at least three of those. You're going to have three championship windows with Mahomes, maybe four. Brady's championships in New England were won over the course of, what, like 18 years or something like that? I mean, from the first one to the last one that he actually won or got to, like, that's 16 years. He had, like, three or four iterations, right? There was the first one that was the Brewski teams and all those great defenses. And then they got in all that great offense, and they went to the Super Bowl with Randy Moss and all those guys. And then they had the two tight end era where they had, you know, and all that stuff. And they started working with those guys. And there's Edelman and all of that stuff. So he had multiple eras. If you draft a quarterback and you hit with that guy, with the second pick in the draft, you should have a chance at that. Then you could be that. Instead of being what it looks like now the Jets are going to be, which is a team that has to hit that window immediately. You got to hit it. You got to win a championship in the next 2 or 3 years. Because soon enough, you're not going to be able to afford to keep all those guys. Breece Hall and Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson and this one and that one. Can't do it. What overcomes that is that your quarterback becomes elite. So unless this guy who threw three touchdowns yesterday, you're telling me he's going to become that? I'm telling you the window just became very limited.
Well, I'm telling you that Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes are rule exceptions. Most teams don't get to do that. What my team, the Eagles, elected to do was hold on to their second-round pick, get rid of Carson Wentz, build up the team around him, and look what we have. Lo and behold, he's playing MVP level. Would you rather have the Bears' issue, which is they got the quarterback but no one around him, or your issue? You got everything around him, probably a top-five roster, but you don't have the quarterback. Because I would argue that unless you have a generational talent at the position, I'd rather have the infrastructure that you have. Again, this is a good problem for the Jets and their fans to have.
Fair enough. I will stop fighting this fight. I don't want to be on my side anyway. I want to be on I want to be on the happy side. And you know, during COVID, I used to say all the time, I'm going to choose to be optimistic rather than pessimistic because it costs the same and it's more fun. So I'm going to do that. You've won me over. You guys have won me over. I'm going to be optimistic.
This is going to end bad for you. You know that, right?
What's that
saying? This is going to end bad for you. You're optimistic. You should have stayed even keel and kind of just like ride this wave, but don't overreact. And you're going to allow yourself to overreact because Hembo has talked you into it. And I'm assuming Brandon, our stage manager, has talked you into it and into all this hype. And then Sunday when, and then the next two games in Minnesota and in Buffalo when things go wrong and we're back to the Jets.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm not overreacting. The Jets are going to win the Super Bowl in the next three seasons. I that's what I want. I mean, what else can I tell you? I've waited my whole life to see it. I've never seen it. I'm not that young anymore. So if not this iteration, then when? Right? I mean, it was close once. It's got to get, we got to get back to that. It's an interesting question, which is to say, how many quarterbacks are there like that? Like, you tell me, are or are not the Bills going to make the playoffs basically every year for the next decade?
They are.
Are the Chiefs going to make the playoffs every year for the next decade?
Yes.
How many other guys are like that? The Bengals?
Yes, that's an example.
Okay. The Chargers?
I think so.
Okay, that's four. And these guys are all young. I mean, I'm only picking guys who are under the age of 30.
If Lamar stays in Baltimore, do you think so? Is he there?
Probably.
I think we might be overdoing it just a little. Like, last year, the Rams won the Super Bowl in their first year with Matthew Stafford.
The 1 year, because they hit it. They hit the window. They had a window. They went out. They made all these moves,
the Eagles
and they won.
The Super Bowl with Nick Foles, a backup quarterback, because their roster was so good. In 2015, the Broncos won the Super Bowl with a horrid version of Peyton Manning because their defense was so good. Like, on balance, you're absolutely right. The Chiefs-Patriots formula is what's best. But so few teams can actually do that. So take the good things that you have, become an attractive landing spot for a trader, for a potential free agent quarterback, and love the roster that you've built.
Let me ask one more question, because I've got a Nuno note here, and then I'm going to open up the phones to you and get your hot takes here on, as we do on every Monday. But we did Nuno's college notes a little bit earlier. He put in one very interesting NFL note as well. After the Browns beat the Bucs, and I spent some time earlier today saying how the Bucs lost me with that loss. That was a terrible loss. Inexcusable. That's an inexcusable performance by Tampa yesterday. But his note is, has Jacoby Brissett done enough for him to be a serious contender for a starting job somewhere else? Are there 32 NFL quarterbacks, 32 quarterbacks, because they don't all have to be in the NFL right now. Are there 32 quarterbacks? Nuno, answer your own question, because this is Deshaun Watson's team starting right this minute. So if you're Jacoby Brissett and you want to be a starter, you got to go somewhere else and do it. Is Jacoby Brissett one of the 32 best quarterbacks in the world?
I think he will. I think someone will sign him and he will be a serious contender to start for a starting job. Because let's look at the guys they were talking about, right? It's Brissett, Carson Wentz, Jameis Winston, who knows with Daniel Jones. Like, you're probably taking Jacoby Brissett ahead of a lot of those guys. And then also, by the way, you know, I remember I went back and looked. Todd McShay's first mock, obviously, which was really way too early, he had five guys going in the top nine. At this point in time, that's definitely not happening. So looking at that and combining what we see, like, I can see him starting for a team next year.
All right, Bubba, super quick. You ready? Because sometimes you take a lot of time to answer these questions. I want them quick. You ready? I'm giving you the option next year, not you personally, because you root for the Cowboys and they've got a quarterback. But if you need a quarterback, would you rather have Jacoby Brissett or Jameis Winston?
Jacoby.
Jacoby Brissett or Carson Wentz?
Jacoby.
Jacoby Brissett or Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones.
Yes, see, me too. So that's the one. Like, if Daniel Jones is the dividing line, then I put Jacoby Brissett under it. If the dividing line is Carson Wentz, then I put Brissett over it.
Here's the thing. Kevin Stefanski's offense is so quarterback friendly. He's got the same QBR right now as Justin Herbert. That is a top 10 offense. If Deshaun Watson is the player he formerly has been, they're going to fly. Like, that team could make the playoffs this year with how good Brissett has been. It wouldn't stun me if, like, he's the best quarterback in the whole league with how good that offense is functioning.
You're talking
right
about Watson when he gets
there. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I mean, that's going to be a whole other list of conversations that are going to have to be had, because I agree with you. That's a team that will make a run the second half, the last half of this season, and will most certainly be a significant contender while they have that quarterback in place. All right, my number is 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. Looking for your hottest takes on this Monday. Your hot takes are next on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Greeny, with you here. Your calls are coming up in 30 seconds. Your hot takes, we're serving them up hot on this Monday at 888-729-3776. It's after this word from ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, you know the struggle. Quickly finding the best candidates for your team can seem like an impossible task. ZipRecruiter makes it easy to find exactly who you're looking for. From accountants to zoologists, ZipRecruiter makes it easy to find the right person for the job. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. When you're ready to build a winning team, let ZipRecruiter help you build the perfect roster. Try it free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. All right, I have a few things left I want to get done today, but on Mondays we always save time for your takes, your hot takes coming in on the Dr. Pepper call-in line at 888-SAY-ESPN. Bubba, who's first up?
We're going to start with Ruben.
Ruben, you're on ESPN Radio. Give me a hot take, Ruben. Go.
My hot take, morning, Mike. My hot take is that the Dallas Cowboys, with their defense and their running game, is the only team that can overtake the Eagles to represent the NFC, not the Niners.
It's a good take. I don't think I share it, but I like it. I don't even know that it's that hot of a take, candidly. I think a lot of people like them. I think if I said it's a 3-horse race in the NFC, which would mean I'm discounting Minnesota as a team that still only has, 2 losses and bounced back Thursday night with a win. Who else am I discounting? Seattle, I guess, has had a nice year.
The whole South?
I'm gladly discounting the South. I mean, the Washington Commanders are coming on strong. I feel like it's a 3-horse. In fairness, let's go 4. Let's include Minnesota just because they're 8-2. You can't discount an 8-2 team, can you?
Well, I mean, do you see a path for them to win it?
I guess. I mean, if you have Justin Jefferson on your team, you have a path to do something, right?
Do you think they can win 3 playoff games in a row?
No.
Okay, so it's a 3-horse race.
Well, but I mean, if I told you right now that you had to bet, you would be willing, however it is that one makes a bet that suggests that there's no chance of something happening, none, mm-hmm. Zero, you would give them zero chance?
Zero chance. And I put all my eggs in the other 3 baskets. That's what I would do.
All right. Fair enough. I don't really disagree with that. I will say, in my opinion, I would go 33-33-33 on those 3 teams. I could see Philly losing to either of the 2 of them. I think it'd be a question of who has a good day. I really do. I think the 49ers could beat any of those 3 teams. I could see beating each other.
If they started the tournament today, which team would you favor to come out?
You'd have to favor the Eagles because they only have to win 2 games, and the others are going to have to win 3. Assuming the Eagles wind up the 1 seed, the advantage of that is so overwhelming that it's impossible not to give it to them. Calls on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Bubba, who's next?
Yeah, we're going to go to Steve.
Steve, you're on ESPN Radio. Give me a hot take, Steve. Go.
The weather is chilly. This take is hot. Parity means that most teams in the NFL are average by this time of year. Injuries mean that most teams in the NFL are below average. We are pressed to watch a game where we have 2 good teams playing each other this time of year. That's far different than it was a generation ago.
That may be true, Steve, but I got to tell you, and I just got through saying, some of these games are so endlessly entertaining, and maybe it's because there are other ways to be into it, which is to suggest you could be playing fantasy, you could be playing daily fantasy, you could have money on any number of things, not just, when I was growing up, you made 2 bets. There were only 2 bets I was even aware of. The points and the total, right? So I would tonight's game is Pittsburgh and Indianapolis. I would be like, the 2 lines you would know are the Colts are 2.5-point favorites, and the over-under is whatever the over-under. Those are the only 2 numbers that existed. Now, you can bet on anything in so many ways, that maybe that's the reason, but I sit there watching Red Zone, and I'm endlessly entertained by these games. Seattle and the Raiders yesterday was phenomenal. What was the other really good game in the late window? Because the Denver game was not.
Well, Seattle and the Raiders, which was a Heidi game.
Right. Right. And then, but watch the other one. Meaning because they cut away from it and you didn't get to see the end. Yeah.
But the other then it was the Saints 49ers.
Now that was awful. Yeah.
Arizona. The Arizona Chargers.
Oh,
game.
That was a great game. Yeah. Arizona and the Chargers. Thank you. That's a great game.
I don't think parity is a bad thing for the NFL at all.
No, parity is not a bad thing. I agree. Everyone, almost everyone is equally pretty good. Mm-hmm. Not great. I agree with that, Steve, but it has not in any way diminished my enjoyment of it. Again, your chance to be a part of Greeny Nation. Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one that fans deserve. We'll take college hot takes as well if you've got them. Bubba, who's next?
Let's go to Travis.
Travis, give me a hot take.
Yes, the Eagles way overrated. Cannot stand those Eagles. Barely beat my boys after the backup through three picks and a third down conversion that wasn't counted. And then you let Green Bay score all those points. The only thing better about these Eagles is them moving like a train is the wreck that's going to happen when they end up in the playoffs and meet my boys.
Is that a relative of Nuno's calling there who roots for the Cowboys? Because
no.
That's like your dream scenario, right, is the Eagles crashing after this. So the your Phillies, Hembo, make a wonderful, miraculous, exciting run to the World Series and then crash and burn. The Eagles have played like the best team in the NFL. Are you worried about the crash and burn?
A little bit, but you don't have to diminish the Eagles to amplify the Cowboys. The Cowboys might well be the best team in football right now. In fact, if the Eagles were to play the Cowboys right now, Dallas would be favored regardless of where that game is. But to say that the Eagles are some sort of fraud, I mean, they have one loss. They have a quarterback right now that's playing at an MVP level. And our numbers say they have the number two offense and the number two defense. The Eagles are really good. It doesn't mean they're better than Dallas, but they're not some sort of fraud the way that Dallas fan suggested.
Bubba, what do you think? Eagles, Cowboys right now, who's the best team in the NFC?
Best team in the NFL, Cowboys. I mean,
they're really good.
It's not getting ridiculous here.
I
really
think they
good.
Are, too. I think they are. And San Francisco, too. I mean, those three teams. Why are you shaking your head like that, Nuno?
Because I said it to these guys earlier that my hopes come down to Kirk Cousins and Jimmy G during the playoffs so that I don't have to see the Cowboys or the Eagles in the Super Bowl, and that's not going to happen. Because the 49ers have too many injuries on that offensive side of the ball that I don't – no matter how good that defense is, I don't think that they can actually win the NFC.
It's too much for a Giant fan to take, especially an unnaturally angry one like Nuno always is. Bubba, who's next?
We got Kurt.
Kurt, you're on ESPN Radio. Give me a hot take, Kurt. Go.
Greeny, how's it going? My Las Vegas Raiders are going to win out. They're going to finish 10-7, make the playoffs, and make a run to the Super Bowl. Book it.
Kurt, I love you. You're out of your mind. Here's the thing. The Raiders, that coach tried so hard to give that game away yesterday. Did you see the fourth and a half an inch that they pitched the ball out wide to Jacobs and lost like 3 yards on? Late in that game, could easily have cost them that game. There was a very, very entertaining game to watch. They should have lost that game five different ways. Davante Adams also, by the way, makes one of the great catches that you will ever see late in that game where he pins the ball to his body with the one hand. Raiders, he's talking about making a late run to the playoffs out of his mind.
Let's
right?
entertain that idea, though. Here are the next four games. You tell me, who wins this game? So the Chargers play at Vegas. Who do you like in that game?
Chargers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the Raiders go play at the Rams.
Raiders.
Then the Raiders host the Patriots.
Patriots.
And then they go to Pittsburgh.
That to me, it's a pick 'em. Hmm. The Raiders,
really?
They've lost me. The Raiders have lost me. They haven't lost you with the games they've lost
All
this
I'm saying
year?
Is they're favored to win each of those four games according to our modeling. Their offense is pretty high-powered. Their defense is just unimaginably bad.
Yeah. I mean, I if they haven't lost you by this point, I'm not sure at what point they're going to lose you. The quarterback was crying 2 weeks ago. The team is so disinterested. His teammates are so disinterested in winning. And when they start doing any significant winning, I think it's going to be with a different coach.
Speaking of which, how would you feel if that quarterback was your quarterback next year?
I don't think he could handle it. I don't think Derek Carr in New York is a good match.
Mm.
He feels to me, I think he's a very good player, but he feels to me like a person who is very sensitive and maybe a little thin-skinned.
Mm.
And that's a terrible thing to be in this town. Terrible. I do not think that's a good fit. You disagree with that?
I don't necessarily disagree with it, but I'm not sure you're going to have an obviously better option. That's all.
You're the one who sits here telling me Mike White should be my quarterback and I could win a championship with him.
All I've said is he's played well. Give him a shot. The rest of the roster is great. If you had a thick-skinned Derek Carr playing quarterback for you next season, you could absolutely go to the Super Bowl.
But he's not thick-skinned, and I just don't see that happening well. I don't have a good feeling. Brandon, like my Jet fan Brandon over there, yes or no? You want Derek Carr next year? Give me a thumbs up or a thumb down. We're doing a live show here, Brandon. I mean, again, I react more quickly than that. He's giving me a thumbs up.
Okay, so Jimmy Garoppolo or Derek Carr?
I think I'm taking Jimmy G.
No, you're not.
I think so.
Really?
I think he's cheaper. First of all, he's going to be cheaper. Derek Carr makes $1 trillion.
Are you influenced at all by how handsome he is?
Yes.
So that does impact your decision?
Significantly. And if Brandon says Gardner Minshew one more time, I'm throwing him out the studio. I want you out of the studio. I can't take it anymore with Gardner Minshew. All right, Bubba, give me one more call.
Let's go to Tim.
Tim, you're on ESPN Radio. Give me the last hot take. Make it the hottest one. Go.
Kenny Pitt. I'm from Pittsburgh. Watch Kenny Pickett play every game at Pitt. I don't think he's going to make it. He's a makeup call for the Steelers not drafting Dan Marino. And the Eagles had the easiest schedule in the league, first 8 games, last 9 games, the 29th easiest schedule.
So you think they're going to lose that division lead? Give me the Eagles next. I know the Cowboys have very winnable games until they play each other, right? They each have 3 more games until they play each other.
Mm-hmm.
Who are those Eagles 3 games?
Okay, so the Eagles host the Titans.
That's a loss.
You like
telling you right now the Titans are going to beat him.
Huh.
Derrick Henry could run for 416 yards.
That would be a record. Then we go to the Giants.
And that's probably a win.
Then we go to Chicago.
It's probably a win.
Then we go to Dallas.
So that's the one. So they can only lose. They will only, by my scenario, they only lose one game of their lead, which would leave it at 1 game.
Mm-hmm.
Then if the Cowboys beat them, they would be in a flat-footed tie and have split. I don't know the division numbers in front of me. The Eagles have lost 1 game to Washington, so they have at least 1 divisional loss that the Cowboys don't have, right?
Well, I mean, Dallas already lost to Philly, so there's that
one. No, but in my logic, they split with each other. So the Cowboys have swept the Giants, and I don't remember them playing Washington now. Have they played them already? I don't have a recollection of that game.
Yeah, they're 3 right now. Dallas is 3-1 in the division.
3-1,
right.
So they've beaten Washington. And so they would just beat them by this logic. If they beat the Eagles, they have a very good chance to be the 1 seed in that scenario.
I think it's going to make all the difference.
I do too. It's impossible for not to. Let's lose the music on that. Thank you for the call. Thank you for all the calls. Thank you for the hot takes. I always appreciate them here. Let's do a Monday night pre. By the way, I fear my Thanksgiving picks did not go well, Bubba. As I was watching, I think I had Buffalo and they didn't cover, and I had Minnesota and they lost. I mean, New England and they lost.
You had Minnesota was the only one, and then the Giant, that last touchdown that Daniel Jones with the backdoor cover killed that.
One and two. Could have gone 2-1 if it wasn't for those pesky Giants.
If every instinct you have is wrong, then the opposite would have to be right.
So I assume I'm nowhere near first place now?
I've got to check, but I know Freddie Fitzsimmons, who were leader, I think they win 1-2 as well. So they didn't pull away.
So we're still within striking distance. Now, this one doesn't count towards that, but we will do our Monday night preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. We got the Steelers against the Fighting Saturdays tonight on Monday Night Football. Hembo, give me some numbers.
The game's in Indianapolis. The Colts are a 2-point favorite in the game, and the public right now is overwhelmingly in love with the Steelers. 84% of the money is coming in on Pittsburgh,
okay,
plus the 2.
I love it. I love the Colts in this spot. Now, again, normally we fade me or we fade the public. The more I think about it, I think we got to fade the public. Because as powerful as my KOD is, and it is powerful.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
Vegas is unbelievable. And I will tell you, just a quick aside. I did have a couple of props working on Thursday, right? So I got the first game, Detroit and Buffalo. I had the over on Jared Goff passing yards. I had the over on the total. And I had the Lions with the points. Those were my picks that I had just a few dollars riding on to make things interesting. It came down, like literally everything came down to the last drive. When the Lions scored to tie that game up, if they had scored a touchdown there to win it, I would have won all 3 of my bets. by tying up the game, if the game goes to overtime, I'm almost assured of winning all of my bets. Instead, Buffalo goes down and kicks the field goal, and I lose two out of the three.
Wow.
But what I'm trying to say is every one of their props literally came down to the final second of regulation. Vegas knows what's going to happen. So if 80, what did you say, 80% of the public?
84% of the money.
Colts are a lock. The Fighting Saturdays tonight are a mortal lock, and I like them anyway. I mean, Jeff has that team playing hard and well. They lost a tough game to the Eagles, who are obviously an excellent team. The Steelers are anything but an excellent team. I love the Colts tonight, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. The Colts should be 2-0 under Jeff Saturday. They blew a 10-point fourth-quarter lead in that game to the Eagles. It required, like, a Herculean effort from Jalen Hurts
What does the FBI say? Like, what does our analytics say really quickly on that game? Do they like the Colts?
Give me a sec.
The Colts are theoretically still in some semblance of the playoff picture, not very much so, but the Steelers are not. One way or another, that's the Monday night game tonight. Should be fun. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with me today. Do you have it?
Our analytics say Colts by four.
Colts by four. I like it. I definitely like it tonight. That's the Kiss of Death pick on Monday Night Football. We'll see you back in Better Than Ever tomorrow on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.